This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will be getting data on jobs this week. Lots and lots of data on jobs. Tomorrow, it'll be JOLTS, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, along with the quits rate. That's people leaving their jobs voluntarily for new and one assumes better paying jobs. Then on Wednesday, it's private payrolls from ADP. First time claims for unemployment on Thursday. And then Friday, the biggie, the August jobs report. And with jobs, of course, come paychecks. And one of the key things that people are going to be watching in that Friday jobs report is wage growth. It has been blamed by some and discounted by others as a key driver of inflation. Average hourly earnings, which is the official nomenclature, were growing at nearly 6% annually in the spring of last year, then fell back a bit when the Fed started raising interest rates. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports to get us going today, there are some signs that wage growth may be slowing further.
The wages that employers post to hire new employees can tell us a lot about how much demand there is for workers and how desperate employers are to pay whatever it takes to get them. So Nick Bunker at online job site Indeed, which is a Marketplace underwriter, closely follows the trend in posted wages.
It potentially is a leading indicator because when employers are trying to add someone to staff right now, that's more indicative of the current tightness of the labor market than what has happened to wages of workers already in a job.
Bunker says posted wage growth has slowed from 5.8% a year back in April to 4.7% in July. If the trend continues, it'll be back to pre-pandemic levels by December. That's not great for workers, but it'll be welcome news for the Fed, which wants to see the labor market cool down. Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says that's what her firm's data is showing.
When employers are posting jobs, they are clearly trying to reset expectations. We have seen more categories, industries, and more job titles show declines in average posted wages than increases.
The slowdown is evident among small businesses, says Luke Pardue at HR and payroll firm Gusto.
As economic uncertainty has risen, as we are seeing the highest interest rates in over 20 years, small businesses aren't adding jobs at the pace that they were last year. We've seen this cool down in the job market translate to slower wage growth.
It's down to 2% from 5% a year ago among the businesses that Gusto tracks. Companies are also paying less to new hires.
And what that's telling me is that workers are losing a little bit of leverage in this labor market. And so businesses are having an easier time expanding when they want to. And workers aren't necessarily seeing that pay bump when they want to change jobs.
Businesses are still trying hard to retain the workers they've already hired, though, offering richer benefits even as they give skimpier raises. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.